Hello, my name is Ellis Carice, and I am here with Alana Fay.
And today we are going to be discussing which state solution is the best and will fit for the Israeli and Palestinian conflict. I'm going to be supporting the one-state solution, and Ella will be supporting the two-state solution.
But before we get into the debate, you should know a little bit more about the conflict. This whole conflict started when the Holocaust ended and the Jews needed a place to call home.
They were promised the land of Israel, but there was a problem. No one knew where the people that currently lived there were supposed to go. These were the Palestinians. The United Nations settled on a two-state solution that actually the Palestinians never agreed to.
For the past 70 years, these two states have been battling, and in my opinion, they should try another approach. I think that the one-state solution is the best way to satisfy both sides and will give the Palestinians and Israelis a voice.
Yes, they have been trying to pull the two-state solution for 70 years, but I still think the solution is better. If the two nations can't come together and work out a living different nations, what makes you think they can come together and live as one state?
I think that the one-state solution is still better because it offers a democracy that is more organized. Also, the two-state solution will never work because I predict that the Israelis will never be satisfied with their land and they will want to invade Palestine just like they have done in the past. Why do you think the two-state solution is better?
The two-state solution is still better, in my opinion, because there will not be as many checkpoints, and security may have a better chance of living a more satisfying and easy life.
What will having not as many checkpoints do?
Well, it's because they'll be more separated, and if there aren't as many checkpoints, guards may have a shorter shifts and will have an opportunity to go back to their families. This will free up the time to spend with their kids, and they will only have to work during an attack. But there won't be as many attacks because there'll be a two-state solution.
One reason I think the one-state solution is better is because by making Israel and Palestine one state, both rights for both states will be recognized. This one-state solution will be a democracy and will create equal rights for the two current states.
How will they achieve this?
This will be achieved by writing laws that will create equal rights. These laws will be heavily enforced.
What are some equal rights that you could add to the list?
One very important rule is that anyone's human rights cannot be voted away by anyone else. Another one is that the majority of the country will not be able to restrict anyone's employment based on their race, gender, or religion.
This will help because since Palestine has a smaller population, they can't be voted out of their rights.
That might seem like a good idea to you, but the two-state solution is vital because some people might not agree with their rights or laws. If there was a two-state solution, people won't get harassed and won't get treated poorly.
What is your evidence for this?
I know this because people won't want to cross over to parts of the country because everything will be right in their state. No one will fight, or the checkpoints will be as big as a problem. At least 45% of women are afraid to walk out into the streets at night just in case of harassment.
I think that the one-state solution is still better because the two-state solution has failed in more ways than one. And the two-state solution is not enforced well enough. First off, Israel is the top violator of the UN resolutions, including pursuing nuclear weapons and illegally seizing Palestinian land and resources. The way Israel is forcing back Palestine is crazy. They are making unfair rules that are hurting Palestine severely. End quote. If every single Jew born anywhere in the world has the right to become an Israeli citizen, then all the Palestinians who were chucked out of Palestine by the Zionist government should have the same right. Very simple, says Tariq Ali, proving my point and saying that the two-state solution is just not working. I think the one-state solution will solve this because these two nations will be living together instead of fighting from afar and pushing back boundaries.
I think that the one-state solution will also fail because these two states will never be able to live peacefully together.
I do not agree with you because I think that these two nations are very similar, but they don't realize. If they try to pull the one state off, they are fully capable of doing it. I think the two-state solution would just make things worse, creating an endless cycle of violence.
How will the two-state solution make things worse?
Because by separating the two states, they will still have to depend on each other for resources and jobs, and even if they didn't have to, their hatred for each other will only grow if they don't come together to realize they aren't all that different.
I see what you were saying, but I still believe that the two-state solution is best. Do we really want more and more conflict between the two? The amount of work to make these two nations realize their similarities is way too much. But Ahmed Zewali says, in the Middle East, it is clear that peace will never be reached without solving the Israeli and Palestinian conflict. A two-state solution must be found and enforced.
Why would it be too much work to help them realize their similarities?
It's too much work because it would be too difficult to move people into a new location, especially when they go through enough trouble throughout the whole entire day.
Like Ahmed Zewal, why do you think a two-state solution must be found?
The two-state solution must stay because it is important that people have freedom and stay with people that have the same beliefs. What is your final reason?
My final reason why the one-state solution is best is because by using this solution, the violence that has been sent each other's way will be diminished. The Palestinians will no longer be angry with the Israelis for taking their land because they will be able to go back to their old land. Also, the U.S. will no longer have to take sides, and the Israelis will not have to fight back at the Palestinians for them fighting them.
How do you know that the Israelis won't use their power to cause harm by forcing the Palestinians out and forbidding their rights?
Actually, I've done some research and have found that there is an idea that the one-state solution should do this. But virtually everyone, even most Zionists, feel like this idea is a human rights offender and reject it. What do you think? Do you think they should use the two-state solution or one-state solution?
Thank you for watching our podcast. I hope you have a wonderful day.